Becoming a successful musician is hard enough. Endless practice, hustling to garner fans, people who are willing to pay for your creations, time recording in the studio and tweaking the songs to get just the right sound, gigs and live bookings and constant rotation sapping up any shards of your so-called free time. Now try to make it all happen amid a global pandemic. We're talking about what a shutdown for public health safety means for people who make their living playing for the public. Thanks for being with us on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina, in for Kate Archer-Kent. Three musicians from across Wisconsin are joining us, and there's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What are you seeing here during the pandemic as a musician? Maybe you've lost your performance gigs and your day job. How are you handling it? Are you staying in touch with your music community? What are your plans for the future? 800-642-1234. Zakaria Ruffin is a musician, rapper, and producer who performs as Zed Kenzo. Her EP, Baby Swag, was released in 2019. Zed, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And Teresa Marie is lead singer for the Madison-based People Brothers Band, a rhythm and soul band known around the Midwest for its energetic live shows. She's also the music manager and a bartender at the Madison Tavern up north. Teresa, thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Certainly, this pandemic has been difficult for many people. But as musicians, your livelihood has been largely taken away. There just aren't any more concerts. Teresa, when was the last time you played a live show?
Oh, goodness. It was the beginning of March was our last live show.
And what has it been like not able to perform?
There's a lot of emotions for me that go into that. I've always lived to do music, so not being able to connect with people, not being able to make them feel the way that they make me feel has been the most difficult part of all of this, was just not being able to do what you were born to do. And I think that music speaks to so many people for so many reasons. It's such an outlet for people to listen to and to play that it's definitely it hurts the heart a lot.
Zed Kenzo, have you had to cancel a lot of shows too?
Yes, definitely had to cancel one for this month, and pretty much all of the summer gigs I had lined up are canceled. There's definitely been other opportunities that came along as well that weren't necessarily live shows, but involved, you know, being around other people that had to get canceled as well. So it hurts. Like she just said, it really hurts to not be able to connect with people in person and put yourself out there on the stage. It's just the best feeling ever. And to know that we can't do that for an indefinite amount of time is heartbreaking.
Yeah. That's what you miss about playing live, is the connection.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I would say so. Absolutely. Yeah.
We're talking about what it's like to be a musician in the pandemic, and you're part of this hour as always. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Let us know what questions you have, or if you're a musician or know one, what you're experiencing. We are talking with Zed Kenzo and Teresa Marie, and now let's welcome Genevieve Hayward to our conversation. She's an Americana musician who calls Door County home. Last year, she connected with her ancestral roots by recording an EP with Norwegian and American musicians and promoted the record in a tour of Scandinavia. Genevieve, thank you for sharing your story today.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. It sounds like you were in the process of booking a tour in Europe when the pandemic hit, and you've had to postpone it?
Yeah, so, the idea was that my band and I were, you know, we toured Norway last October and November. And then we're like, all right, well, we're going to go back out to Europe, you know, after a full summer of gigs and traveling and touring and going around the Midwest. And that's pretty much, I mean, it's really, really hard to say if, you know, when we'll even be able to get back to touring, even if it's this year. So, yeah, it's been a little rough.
Do you even have an estimate of the number of shows you've had to cancel?
Yeah, it's a lot. If I combine my assumptions with the stuff that's already been canceled, I'd probably say it's about like 25 shows. Like, it's been a lot.
Wow. We are talking with three Wisconsin musicians. You just heard from Genevieve Hayward in Door County, also Zed Kenzo from Milwaukee, and Teresa Marie from Madison. And we are talking about how musicians are handling all of the closures because of the coronavirus pandemic and public safety. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. And Amy from Iola wants to join our conversation now. Hi, Amy.
Hello. I was wondering, I've been trying to find an app that we could jam together, virtually, that allows you to hear each other's instruments and voices while you're all playing. Instead of, I don't have professional production equipment, and, I've tried the Zoom thing, but I'm wondering if you know of an app that allows you to do that without having to lay tracks over one another that are already produced, but just play together.
And certainly we can ask our guests in just a moment then. But Amy, it sounds like you're a musician yourself.
Yes.
What do you play?
Well, I play piano and church organ and flute and other instruments and vocals. And we just like to jam as a group together and I don't have a band. I was just starting a band, actually, to a living room band. And now we can't get together.
Yeah. Amy, thank you for sharing your story as a musician. And I'm not sure if anyone has a particular expertise in apps, but it sounds like Amy is looking for a way where she can join with other musicians and just have that experience again. Does anybody on the line have any ideas what she could do?
This is Teresa, and while I am probably the worst person when it comes to technology, anyone will tell you, and using things of this nature, we have just one of my brothers just started to test out the acapella app, and in that app, he's able to. I believe that everyone can jam together. Thus far, he has only sent me. There's about five different sections of him playing different instruments and singing a song to me. So I think that I believe that that is one of them that is possible, if anyone else knows another one.
Yeah, I agree with that. That my friend just actually told me about that yesterday because, there's a songwriting festival that I usually do in Door County called Steelbridge Songfest that, we all go and write together, and it's not, happening this year in person. And it's so hard over Zoom or FaceTime to make sure everyone's on the same wavelength and actually have good enough connection where all the instruments are pairing up. So they told us about the acapella app where everyone can make a video and kind of mush them together. And I heard really good reviews about that.
So finding different ways to utilize technology to try to in some way recreate those connections among different people who are playing different instruments or different parts of a song. We're talking about being a musician as restaurants are closed and shows are canceled, and there's room for you in our conversation. You can call 800-642-1234. I'm Keely Boltina, and we are just wondering what you're experiencing if you're a musician or if you know someone. This is The Morning Show, and we've got Zed Kenzo and Genevieve Hayward with us, and so does Teresa Marie. She stays with us. She's on lead vocals in this song by the People Brothers Band. It's called Money Goes. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Show. You're listening to The Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina. Pick a musician, any musician, and you're likely to find someone who's worked a lot of jobs for little money to support their calling of creating and playing music. Our musician guests work in the service industry, but they can't make money on those shifts with restaurants and bars shut down to slow the spread of a contagious disease. And that means their performance spaces are also off limits. What's a musician to do? Join our conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you been watching live streaming music? Which artists have you been following? Maybe you're missing live entertainment right now. Which bands do you wish you could see? 800-642-1234 or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Our musical guests are Zed Kenzo from Milwaukee, Genevieve Hayward from Door County, and Teresa Marie from Madison. And we have Melissa from Eau Claire who wants to talk with us this morning. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, good morning. This segment really caught my interest. I work for Dogtown Pickups. We build guitar parts, and so our business has gone way down because most of our clients are touring musicians, but one of our clients has found a really good way to keep going during all this, and they do what they call curbside concerts. They travel around. They work for corporations. They go to neighborhoods. They've done church gatherings. The only condition, of course, is that they play for small groups, and the audiences have to seat themselves. They bring their own lawn chairs, the audience does, and they have to seat, you know, sporadically. But they have found a way. They do these little mini curbside concerts, anything up to working for companies that are looking for a way to let their employees have, you know, some kind of a break. And it's made the difference for them. It's made all the difference in the world. The name is, I don't know if this is okay, but they're Sunday and Mr. Gessel. They're out of Seattle. And if you go on their website, they explain all about how they do their curbside concerts.
Very cool. Thanks, Melissa, for helping us understand one way that musicians you know are coping with this. Zed, how do you see musicians that you know trying to fill this gap right now? I mean, we know of that. We hear what Melissa says. We know that some musicians are doing virtual shows on social media online. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of the live sets online, lots of live streams. I've seen musicians that I admire, I guess, making like at-home videos over songs that they've recorded. A lot of people are fortunate enough to have, you know, studio equipment at home, so they're still able to create songs, especially if you have people that are willing to mix and master for you, which is awesome and convenient without having to go to a studio and still being able to put out music. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I've seen lots more, you know, TikTok videos and things like that. People just trying to be creative and keeping their content up and keeping people, you know, interested. Another fellow friend of mine also did a photo shoot session over like FaceTime. So the photographer took pictures of her phone, and then my friend was, you know, posing with his camera phone. So they did like a virtual photo shoot. So I thought that was kind of cool and unique. Hmm. But yeah, I think people are finding as many different ways to be creative as they can and pretty much put out content without having to actually meet up with other people, and just kind of doing it like a DIY style.
Zed Kenzo, you've done at least one virtual show. What's it like to perform without a live audience?
It was interesting because I definitely, like we talked about earlier, that connection that you get in person is, you can't get that virtually. But it was exciting because, you know, it was on Instagram and you can see people commenting as you're performing. It's not like perfectly, I guess, synced up. But it felt nice to see that we had that many people tune in and show their support. And we put up like a Venmo, so everybody got paid for it, which was nice too. But yeah, it's not the same, but it was still fun. It was really fun because I'd never done that before.
Yeah, Genevieve Hayward, you've also been streaming shows on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Mm-hmm. What do you want to add to Zed Kenzo's experience?
Yeah, so I've been doing this thing called Boring Basement Sessions. And yeah, every Wednesday and Saturday night, I've been doing them. And it's the first few were so weird because, you know, I'm really used to playing and then like hearing that applause. But when I'm alone in my basement, like there's silence. So there was like an awkwardness. I feel like I kind of had to kind of learn how to get over, but they're really fun. It's a really good way to make some form of an income, even though it's not even close to what I would be making. But like, there still is people, they're able to virtually tip, which is cool. And I also feel like there is an intimacy doing the live streams that I typically wouldn't get in live settings. Cause, not only am I getting family from, you know, different parts of the country, but people that I haven't seen in a while or talked to, and they can jump on and ask me questions and I can talk with them directly. So there has been pros, a lot of pros out of it, actually. Yeah, it's been different for sure. Very, very different, but making the best out of it, I guess. Yeah.
And Teresa Marie, what have you seen when it comes to live streaming?
One of my brothers, Polly, does a show every single Thursday, which is amazing. So tonight you should check out Polly. But I've just been watching everyone's live streams, and that's really, for myself, I am a vocalist and I write a lot of songs, but I don't play any instruments fluidly. So I haven't, I guess I definitely could, but I just haven't had the gumption to just get on and put on an a cappella show. So I've just been watching and very, very much enjoying everyone's live streams.
Yeah, and we should mention, Polly is actually the spouse of someone who works at Wisconsin Public Radio. So we may be more familiar with some of the live streams that he's done for sure. We are talking with three Wisconsin musicians. We've got Teresa Marie from Madison, Zed Kenzo from Milwaukee, and Genevieve Hayward from Door County. And we're taking your calls this hour as we talk about what it's like to be a musician and try to make money in a global pandemic. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. And we've got Denny from Middleton on the line. Hey, Denny, thanks for staying with us.
Good morning.
What suggestion do you have this morning?
When you were talking about different apps you can use, there's one called Jam Kazam that I personally have not used it, but my brother lives in Texas, and a couple of years ago we were going to get into it and then just started raising kids and getting busy, and we still haven't used it. But the reviews for Jam Kazam seem pretty good, and there's a small latency when you use it, but you can be in different states and still play together in real time.
Well, interesting. So, and you said you considered starting with it. So are you a musician yourself?
Yeah, not professionally. I'm a roadie, and all my road brothers that are out of, and sisters that are out of work for the summer, we're all feeling it, like everyone, but the beat goes on, and it's a good time to clean gear and be creative in other ways, I guess, you know?
Trying to make the best of it. Thanks, Denny, for that suggestion. We really appreciate that at 800-642-1234. And, you know, we've alluded to this, but Denny really mentions it. You know, people are out of work. Zed Kenzo, how have you figured out how to pay the bills during this period when you don't have any live shows to bring in income?
I'm not going to lie. I did. Well, for one, I actually was fortunate enough to receive a grant through Imagine Milwaukee. There was a fundraiser that was for an artist relief fund. I actually applied for that and did receive that grant. So that's a big chunk of change that really helped. I also did like a little bit of writing that I was compensated for. And my job, even though we all got laid off, they were able to help us out for like the first, I want to say like maybe the first month. And then we all, you know, did unemployment, and I did get that. I got my stimulus check, which we're not going to go into that, but that really, really helped.
So you're just finding ways to put pieces together.
I've asked for help too. I did set up like a small GoFundMe and just kind of explained my situation, because I had some other stuff happen too, where it's like, okay, I have to move out right now. I need to find an apartment and put down a deposit, and it's been wild, but I've been able to do pretty okay with my funds. So I'm really fortunate for that. And like I said, I have not been afraid to ask for help. So people have helped and donated a little bit here and there.
Right. And it doesn't matter, you know, what your job is, life happens, things come up.
Yeah.
And so Sometimes you just have to roll with it. All right. Well, our conversation continues. We've got news coming up next, but we are talking this hour of the morning show with a panel of musicians from across Wisconsin. And we're taking your calls, your emails about what it's like to be a musician when bars are shut down, when restaurants are shut down, when you literally do not have a stage to play on right now. And we're tackling some tough subjects like how you figure out how to pay the bills and cover your expenses when you can't bring any money in. You're part of this discussion here on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina. Artist Teresa Marie and Genevieve Hayward stay with us. So does Zed Kenzo. We're listening to her song now, Melancholic Shorty. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.
Asleep when I'm dead, when I sleep I'm dead. Hold me real tight, hold me in the bed. Lay next to me, wipe the tears I shed. Hold me real tight, squeeze me till it bled. Asleep when I'm dead, when I sleep I'm dead. Hold me real tight, hold me in the bed. Lay next to me, wipe the tears I shed.
It's the morning show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer Kent. This hour, we're talking about how the new coronavirus is affecting musicians. A stay-home order meant to slow the spread of the outbreak is keeping places that we gather closed. That means musicians across the state can't play for patrons, which means they're not making money, and they're cut off from some creative outlets that help fuel their craft. We want to hear from you. You can join our conversation. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Our panel of musicians is helping us understand what it's like to be an artist right now. Teresa Marie hails from Madison. Zed Kenzo is a Milwaukee musician. And Genevieve Hayward calls Door County home. And we have Alex from Washburn on the line, who sounds like is also a musician. Hi, Alex.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your call. What's your experience like?
Well, I make 100% of my living as a saxophonist and pianist and backup vocalist in the various projects that I work in. Northern Wisconsin, Minneapolis area, New Orleans, the Seattle area. It's a pretty hard-hitting thing right now. But one of the main reasons why I called is because I don't know if anyone has mentioned the CARES Act on this program yet. But gig workers, like myself and like many other musicians who don't have any other source of income, are eligible under the CARES Act to get unemployment compensation at a federal level. So I would urge people who are struggling to look into that, and you can apply through your state system, I believe, and ask to be screened for unemployment through the CARES Act. And you may not get your state unemployment, but there are federal resources right now for gig workers that are struggling.
Yeah, Alex, thank you so much for being willing to share that information and remind us that we might make assumptions about what we're eligible for or not, and that it's best to reach out, especially if you're not sure what your situation is like. And I mean, we are talking about this tough topic of the fact that when you're not playing, you're not making money. Teresa Marie, how big of a financial hit is it that you can't go to places and perform for people?
I think that at this juncture in our career, we all still very much have to have regular jobs, day jobs and things of that nature. So I think that just speaking personally for myself, and again, it might be for other people, but the music part, the money part of it, I tried to never even look at how much money we ever made. I definitely lived my life on my bartending tips and things of that nature. And I've always saved the money that we make from shows because we didn't start getting paid well until about 5 years into our career. And we've been a band for about 5 years now, or for 10 years. So it took a while to make the money. And so I kind of always have saved that and never, let that be a part of my thought in the music. So I think I'm taking an emotional hit more than I'm taking anything.
Yeah. What do you mean by that, though? Tell us more. What do you mean by an emotional hit?
I believe that I was born to do music. All I've ever done and all I've ever wanted was to touch people's lives with music. And so for me, singing is the thing that makes my soul soar more than anything else. Making music, playing music, being around my brothers, listening to other people's music makes my soul soar. And so I know that when I'm looking at an artist and I feel my heart connecting with them, I know that I'm blessed enough to have that effect on other people as well, and that we can look at each other from stage and crowd and interact in a way and touch someone's life in a way that could just change everything in just a moment. And I think the emotional part of that is just not being able to do it. My husband will probably tell you I'm testy because I don't have any way to let out my frustrations. And I'm generally a happy person by nature, but I think that all of this is a very, very heavy toll. In addition to that, about a year and a month ago, I lost my father last year. The only thing that made me keep going was playing shows. And I don't know, I guess like the pandemic happened during the year anniversary and I felt very lost. So it's not being able to be around other people and play music and do what you know in your soul you were born to do emotionally. Like money could never come close to affecting me the way that it is emotionally. Mm.
Teresa, thank you for being willing to share that with us. Genevieve, I mean, there's real passion that you hear from Teresa there. I mean, you and Zed Kenzo, you all walk into it with that kind of fire for this work.
Yeah.
What does it mean for you then, Genevieve, to not have that kind of an outlet? I mean, can you tap into your creativity right now? Is it a cloud? What is it there?
So I totally like everything that Teresa said. Like, I'm in the same boat where I really do feel like I was born to play music. And on the flip side of it, I mean, it's awful, all the damage that this pandemic has done. For me personally, on a positive note, I feel like more creative now than I've felt, because I don't feel like the pressure, because I don't like there's no choice. Like, I can't really book gigs right now and I can't really play shows and go out and see people and network. And I can't even go into the studio right now. So I've had all this downtime. And like, when I wake up in the morning, I don't feel this like pressure on my chest where it's like, oh my God, what do I have to do today? What do I have to do today? It's really given me almost like a creative outlet though now. And I do have the availability to record at home, and I have my instruments, and I've been able to write a lot. Like, I've been writing more songs than I've written in years. Like, I feel like, which when this all started happening, that's what I was nervous for, was that the creative fire was going to go away because I wouldn't have the ambition, or I was just going to be depressed essentially because of everything that's shut down. But, with all this free time as artists, like, we all have this deep, deep desire to create, and we have this fire to like, and we don't stop, you know, it's hard to stop us, you know, no matter what happens. So, I know a lot of musicians personally too have taken this time to take their creativity to a different level, or like learn new crafts. Like, I just ordered a pottery wheel the other day, 'cause it's like, you know, I'm like, all right, I have all this creative energy now, and it's just like building up, building up, building up, and you have to let that out. So,
right. And sometimes it's and sometimes it can be hard to muster. I mean, Zed Kenzo, are you able to write right now, or is this weighing on you?
Honestly, it has been weighing on me, especially because I'm really hard on myself by nature, and I definitely am due for an album. And this would have ideally been a good time because I have so much free time to, you know, get all these songs down. Because I do produce my own songs, and that's already enough weight on my shoulders to create the entire song. Like, I don't have a producer. I don't have a co-writer or co-producer or anything like that. So I've been super hard on myself. Like, why am I not making 5 songs a day? Or, you know, and I think that they're like, there's definitely the fire that every day I wake up and I'm excited to be able to do something. I've been crafting a lot, and I just started making some t-shirts, making friendship bracelets. I've been trying to get back into my fitness. And when I'm not able to turn my creative gears on, I've been trying to do free writing and just journaling a lot. And that's been helping me get out my thoughts and my feelings and my frustrations. And it's actually been pretty inspirational to just write what the, like, letting the floodgates out of my brain instead of trying to force myself to make a song. If I can't make a song, just write down how I'm feeling, move on, and go stretch or something. It's been pretty all over the place.
We're checking in with musicians this hour to see how they're surviving in this pandemic. We've got Zed Kenzo and Genevieve Hayward and Teresa Marie with us. And you're part of this conversation, too. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org. And Craig from Concord is on the line. Hey, Craig.
Hi there. Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks. What's your perspective here?
Well, I'm actually calling from an essential job site, so I'm sorry if it gets a little loud over here. I've been doing this for 25 years. I've been a not full-time, but mostly full-time musician. I also own a music store. So we're seeing this in a couple different ways. But a couple of things I kind of wanted to reiterate from the people that I've been listening to. Big shout out to the ladies. Hi to my sister, Teresa.
Yeah, I love you.
I've been seeing so much creation in, you know, and obviously I've been having to see it digitally. And I talk about that. I've even talked about that before this, the analog and digital lives that we live as artists and as musicians. I've had to see people really catch up on technology, which is something I think a lot of us were avoiding. Some people were really taking advantage of it already, but some of us were, I think I personally was, avoiding it. So we're all getting caught up on Zoom and Instagram and Facebook, and I think even Facebook and Instagram had to catch up a lot. So I've seen some benefits there.
All right, Craig, thank you so much for sharing that perspective with us. We really appreciate it as part of our conversation about how musicians are making it work here in this time of pandemic. You're here with us on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. Our guests are Teresa Marie and Zed Kenzo. We're also talking with Genevieve Hayward, and we're listening to her song called Take Care. This is the Ideas Network.
Keep all the secrets locked up in your chest. Smirking as I search the ground for scraps. This heart is aching more than I can stand. This heart is aching more than I can stand. This heart is aching more than I can stand.
3 different artists from across Wisconsin who can't perform their music for in-person audiences as the new coronavirus threatens public health. We're talking with them because they're going through different things, and somehow so much of it seems like we're experiencing the same stuff. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina, and we're talking with you about music in the time of COVID-19. And we do have a caller on the line now at 800-642-1234. I want to welcome Deb from Madison to the conversation. Hi, Deb.
Good morning.
Hi. It sounds like you, not necessarily a live musician, but a fan of live music?
Yeah, I would say a huge fan. I've seen a lot of live music. I spend a lot of time doing that. So I have a lot of favorite musicians who've turned into friends over the years. And it's been a real hardship not seeing them and feeling them, actually, just the magic that's created in those live shows.
I know. It's hard. So
if I start crying, It's because it's a very personal and important topic. So I appreciate the mm-hmm. conversation.
Oh, Deb, thank you for giving us a call for sure. And Deb is really honing in on that idea that live music is an experience. Genevieve, what do you want to say to that?
Yeah, I have a lot to say about that, actually. I like have a little list of notes I wanted to bring up, and that was one of them, was the connections that I make with audience members when I do play live shows. And that is what I feel like is really like, that's what I'm craving really bad, because not only are shows healing for the artists, but playing those shows and seeing how your music is affecting other people, that's a huge reason why I do it. Not only is it like how I make my living, but also like when I write my songs, I'm never just writing music for myself. I'm writing it because I want to share it with people. Like I want people to hear my songs. I don't, you know, sit in my room and play my songs to myself. I want to connect with people and hear their stories and, you know, hear their experiences and stuff. And so with this lack of shows, I don't have the availability to like get that hug from someone that was like, wow, that song really touched me. Or wow, my daughter mm-hmm. just signed up for piano lessons and she loved hearing your music. And it's really, really sad. And it's not only a big hit for artists, but a lot of music fans, a lot of people that keep up with live shows and go to the shows and really are the reason why we can even make a living doing it. So mm-hmm.
Teresa Marie, I hear you agreeing with what you hear Genevieve Hayward say.
Yes, I 100% agree. I think, I guess, there everything in the world has a place to touch a heart. And I guess I just have always felt like everyone is touched by music in some way or another, because it's not just instruments that are played. I'm walking around in my backyard and the birds are singing beautifully to me right now, and I hear a song in that. But the music that we play, like a song can take you back to a place in time. It can bring you back to a person in time and just make you feel some kind of way. I read a saying, and I write it everywhere: music is what feelings sound like. And it's very, very difficult when you don't have the music and your feelings are kind of up in the air.
Mm. And Zed Kenzo, I want to give you a chance to say something about that connection to the fans.
Absolutely. It's definitely my favorite part of doing music is the performance aspect. There's nothing like that energy that you get from the crowd that just, it's mm-hmm. really, it's validating. It's love. It's harmonious. It's fun. Nevertheless, and yeah, I grew up on the stage, you know, dancing and doing theater, and now I get to share me with people, and it's a really magical feeling. So knowing that that's going to be on pause for, like I said earlier, an indefinite amount of time is really not a cool feeling at all. So we just have to hang in there until this clears up. I don't even know.
We're talking with three Wisconsin musicians this hour, Zed Kenzo from Milwaukee, Genevieve Hayward from Door County, and Teresa Marie from Madison's People Brothers Band. And we have Amy here to join the morning show, wants to talk with us. Amy from Holman. Hi, Amy.
Hi there. I was calling to let y'all know about an event that's being put on next weekend, May 15th through 17th. It's the brainchild of Driftless Books and Music out of Viroqua. It's online through their Facebook page, like videos and live stream music, pairing up of local musicians and local bookstores. It's a fundraising event, and the proceeds are split between the participating musicians and the bookstores.
Oh, interesting. So another way that people are finding ways to get music to the public. Amy, thank you so much for that suggestion. We also had a call from Paul from Toma, said maybe try to reach out to churches or municipalities with PA systems and see if we can work something out and have a special concert. So there's an idea from Paul. And we have Frank from Janesville on the line, too. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. What's your perspective on this?
Well, I'll tell you, and try to make as sure as I can. I'm 75, and I've been singing in bars and honky-tonks since 1951 as a little boy. And I grew up in the saloons and bars, and I wound up living in Nashville for a couple of years, a recording artist, BMI songwriter, and recording a number of albums, and getting lots of airplay, and which doesn't pay the bills, of course, and my stuff is on iHeartRadio. Anyway, I moved up from Nashville back in 84, 85, and bought a nightclub, my family and I, and it was a huge success for 34 years, and now my family's had to shut it down due to this virus, and so everybody's out of work. I haven't played music probably live in about 2 months, and it's really sad, and it really rips my heart out, because music is what I do. It's a long storied history with me, but it's so sad that so many musicians and the fish fries and the restaurants and the clubs, people think that's not important, but trust me, it's very important. Social gatherings and camaraderie and you know, just people need people. I mean, that sounds corny, but
it's true. Frank, thank you so much for that. And the time has gone so quickly, and I want to give each of our guests an opportunity to answer a question. And that is, you know, help us understand if you think musicians are valued during this pandemic, or how we should think of musicians. Zed, why don't you go ahead and go first?
I feel that I've seen a lot of support from people in my community towards artists and musicians. I feel like there's been a really good understanding of what we do and how that all has been taken away from us, not only as the artists, but also as lovers of music. So I've seen a lot of support. And luckily for me, I've been able to be informed of a lot of resources for different aspects, like mental health, financial, just giving sort of, I've been doing like webinars with Backline, which I do believe are available to the public. I believe if you were to go to Backline's website, they offer a lot of resources for musicians right now. So it's been nice to have that support. And yeah, I think overall, I think that there's been a lot of love and understanding. So it's been nice to see that.
Right. Genevieve, you feeling the love too?
Oh yeah, I'm feeling the love. I guess, yeah, my last little thought would be that, you know, even outside of the music community, artists and people just in general, we're all struggling on like different levels. Like everyone is going through something, whether they can't work or they can work and they're scared to go to work. Like we all have a different struggle. So I guess bringing it back to the music community, like support artists, buy merch. If you see that they have a live show, stream it, share it, because like now is the time where technology is so powerful. You know, have Zoom meetings. If you want to reach out to one of your favorite local artists and like be like, hey, do you want to FaceTime? Now is the time to do it. Because
yes, thank you. And Teresa, I want to give Teresa just a moment. What do you think, musicians in this atmosphere? Why do we need it?
I think that I think this pandemic just showed us that everyone is important. And technology is being used for what it's meant to be, is a connection. And so we should definitely utilize this. But I think seeing how many live streams came up, how big the live stream cover challenge community grew, how much people are reaching out. I get messages every other day from people who might have just like tuned into iTunes and heard a song, but like reinforcing knowing that what I do is important for them, saying hearing your song today made me feel better about
it. And it certainly is. Teresa Marie is lead singer of the Madison-based People Brothers band. Zed Kenzo is a musician, writer, and producer in Milwaukee. And Genevieve Hayward is a musician based in Door County and also plays with The North. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to The Ideas Network.